This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. It's easy to say that you want to use less electricity, and even easier to just dream about doing something to generate it in an eco-friendly way. But how often do those well-meaning impulses translate to action? A group on the seacoast called Energize 360 is attempting to use its collective resources to reduce energy use and increase clean energy production. For more on this effort and those like it elsewhere in New Hampshire is David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and writer at graniteGeek.org. David, welcome.
Glad to be here.
So, David, you were speaking with Charles Forsey of Durham, who said he had some experience running educational meetings about energy efficiency, but he didn't see too much follow-up on the part of the attendees.
Yeah, and this is something you'll hear very commonly. And this has been going on for a while. So this is, you want to have clean energy, so you have a meeting at the library or something, and you hand out all these brochures about here's what solar power can do, here's what insulation can do, you can, you know, cut down your energy use by switching to LED bulbs, blah, 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 blah. And you give it to people, people come by and say, well, this is awesome, this is awesome, this is awesome, and then they don't actually do anything because it involves, you know, spending money and planning and being a pain in the neck. And so, like a lot of groups, he'd been involved with a number of towns, had municipal energy committees. They're very common. And they tend to be focused on how do we reduce, basically, power costs in town. So how do we use less electricity here at the police station or town hall? Or should we put solar panels and that kind of stuff? And that's a little more focused. But they were trying to think of how do you get this out to residences, to normal human beings like you and me, and that's a lot tougher.
So Energize 360 was born in part because of Charles's efforts and the efforts of those who are like him, who thought like him.
Right. A number of energy committees from towns in and around Durham, Portsmouth, those places, Seacoast, were getting together and sort of expressing their kind of frustration and desire to move on. And so they had this idea to give it what's really kind of an experiment.
And what's the nature of that experiment? How is it getting people to open their wallets and make the leap into doing something about energy efficiency?
It's actually a two-phase program. So there's five towns, Portsmouth, Durham, and a couple others around there are doing it right now. And then seven more are going to join and will be open through August 1st. And so basically they have these programs. They've put out an RFP, a request for proposals, just like, you know, businesses do, and said, we want a solar company and we want a home insulation energy efficiency company to bid on this project because we can give you some more customers, but we want you to meet these certain standards. And so they got some companies to do it, and they have a solar company, a revision energy and an efficiency company called Yankee Thermal Imaging, and they both guaranteed to do certain things in the contract. And basically what this is now they're going out to the people in the town saying, so we've got this, we can give you a free energy audit, and we can give you lower costs on certain things, and this is a spur to do not just solar and not just energy efficiency, but possibly both. Traditionally, it's one or the other. You go in and you learn how to put more insulation in your attic, or you learn how to put solar panels on your roof, but you don't do both. This is, they're trying to present both as options at the same time to see if that will increase interest.
Who's running this program?
It is entirely volunteers. They got a tiny bit of funding basically left over from something else that they used to buy donuts for meetings. But it's you know, these are folks that are spurred by, you know, they're tree huggers or they're worried about climate change or they want to save money in their own power bills, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And we should be clear that this is a program geared towards not necessarily business owners or municipalities, but homeowners.
Homeowners, and they don't pay you anything. They're not going to buy you solar panels. They're going to help you find out whether solar panels or energy efficiency, you know, just putting more insulation in the attic maybe instead of solar panels, which you should do. Maybe do it a little more cheaply than you could do it on your own.
Tell us a little bit about the aspect of the program that involves sort of the community voting on a project right that they can all do together that doesn't benefit them directly.
So part of the RFP was that the companies had to agree to do this thing is that for every job that they actually get, for every contract that's actually signed as a result of this, they donate a little either some time, insulation energy efficiency time, or solar panel time, solar panel equipment. They put that into a pot for that town. At the end of the couple of months that this is running, the people who are involved with it can vote on what they want to do with it. So there could be, you know, certain amount of this stuff that can be put toward low-income housing in your town. You know that the building that the low-income housing is in is, you know, leaky as all get out, so you want to fix it. Or the fire station or a nonprofit or something. So it's sort of a community aspect to it that sort of adds to the warm glow you get from participating and, you know, and might make it a little bit more of a prop for people to open their wallets, as you say, and actually do this.
Has anything like this been done before in New Hampshire?
Not that I know of exactly like it, particularly combining the solar and the energy at the same time, and as well as that community aspect. There are a number of programs that combine efforts from a number of towns. Frequently, they're oriented around solar power, which sort of seems to be the thing that gets people excited the most. There's one in the Upper Valley. I believe there's one out in Keene, and I'm sure there's others I don't know about, trying to get people in an area to adopt more solar power. This struck me as sort of a bigger step or more complicated step. And frankly, they're not at all certain it's going to work. Charles Forsey told me, he said, it's quite possible that when all is said and done, this won't work any better than anything else, and so they'll try something else. It's an experiment, but it's a worthwhile one.
Great. Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer who boosts the average geekiness of every community organization he joins at graniteGeek.org.